And we were freaking out.
I remember, Justin, for me, was driving. You were driving yourself, so we'll talk about that later. But listening to the press conference on my phone, driving again through a rural area of Indiana, for me at least, listening
Same.
to this press conference about a new possible lead or clue in this case, and just like being completely consumed by this massive press conference that involved multiple law enforcement agencies, I was glued to my phone.
And I was just dying, like I was dying to know what they had. I was sure that what they were going to tell us was they had some
The
big break in
cause
the
of
case.
death, information on how the bodies were found, anything that could connect this case to any other case that was already out there, or a suspect.
But what they gave us, I was not
Ugh.
expecting. So police reveal that the picture we have of the suspect was actually taken from Libby's own
Ugh.
phone. And not only that, they have audio of this man and they release a small clip to the public, hoping that someone will recognize his voice.
We do have some new information for you today. It's in the form of an audio file from the cell phone that Liberty German had with her at the time. We're not going to play everything that we have, but Liberty had the presence of mind to turn on her video camera. Again, we're not going to be able to share everything with you, but we are going to share this audio clip with you momentarily with the hope that somebody will recognize this voice. And I want to be very clear that what you're about to hear is just four short words. Excuse me, three words. Down the hill. You're going to hear this played four times. The audio quality is not superb, but there's enough there that somebody could recognize this person's voice. And as Superintendent Carter said, not to rationalize away. If you hear this today and you think, my God, that sounds like fill in the blank, call us. Make an anonymous tip. Tell us who you think it is. Let us investigate it. If it's not the right person, they'll just be out a little bit of time and they'll be cleared and they can go on and they'll never know that you called. But you may tell us who the right person was. And you could be the person that helps us to solve this horrible crime. Micah, play the clip, please. Play it one more time. So that audio clip later today will be available on the Indiana State Police website. You can simply go to our website and add the extension /delphi.htm. There will be information on that website that talks about the reward that is being collected now. Sergeant Slocum will talk more about that, the amount of money that's been raised towards solving this case. And really, money shouldn't be what drives somebody to help solve this. Just a sense of community and wanting to help and to get this person off the street. The image that you see there, the suspect, that came from Liberty's phone. I think many of you had speculated that before. We weren't prepared to discuss it at the time. We have more video. We're not releasing it. It's germane to our investigation. And it's important that we spread that person's voice far and wide to somebody that will recognize who that is and will call us and tell us.
I remember listening to this clip over and over again and calling you and saying, "What did I just hear? What is this? What do we do with this?"
Yeah. I mean, so.